שלהם פרש וזה ישרחק פורובו.
Start off perhaps just with a small Gemara on Yisrochak. You find the Indian of Yisrochak is brought down in the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah of Mem Hei Yom Adreis. Gemara talks about Kol Ha'Oseh Issa Lechag Achila V'Shtiya. It celebrates the Yisrochak, and Rashi seems to be learning two pshatim, whether that's referring to Matzei Yontif or the day after Yontif. And the Shulchan Aruch with Paskin and Mil Paskins, the Hog in Harbis Ktsas, Achila and Tzok of Tess, the Hog in Harbis Ktsas, Achila Vishtia, the Yoim Acha Hachag, the Minigiz that we're Marbab, Ktsas. Achila v'shtiya, the day after Yom Tov, who Yisrochak, and that's called Yisrochak. Now the question is, why is it there is an inyan of Yisrochak? We don't find an inyan of Yisro Shabbos, that the day after Shabbos there should be on Sunday that there should be any special mitzvah. Ma'ada achila v'shtiya, Motzei Shabbos is the name of Malava Malka, which is kavoda shel Shabbos to escort the Shabbos. But we don't find the inyan of Isru. So there's a very beautiful machshava in Sefer Kedushas Levi on the inyanim of Pesach. And he explains that the inyan of Yisrochak is in order to be able to retain the hashpoas of Yontif. There's a Yontif, a great hashpoas that come, and we don't want them to go away. So we make symbolically a Yom HaPag, a Yom HaYontif after the Yontif, so that the next day after Yontif is somehow the Yom HaChol has in itself something of the Kedusha of Yontif, and that causes the Yontif, the Oiris of the Yontif, to stay on. And the Kedushas Levi says that we only do that on Yontif and not on Shabbos. He says, because Shabbos is Kaviyah V'Kaimah. Every seventh day of the creation is Yom HaShabbos. So we have nothing to do, or little to do, with the Yom with creating the Yom HaShabbos. It's here. Masha Enkein Yontif. Yontif is Yisrael Mekadshim Hazmanim. So it's a Klal Yisrael have contribute towards the creation of the Yontif. And the Kedushas Levi says, something that comes a matana min hashamayim, that comes a present from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, whilst you have it, you have it. But it's difficult to keep it on after the present is finished, after it's taken away. So he says, the Shabbos is Shabbos. Now that the person is Nehana from the Oya Shabbos of the whole during the week, but you can't retain that special Kedusha of Shabbos, that special Oya can't be retained during the week because it was a present from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Masha Enkein Yontif, which Yisrael Mekadsha Hazmanim, so there is a potential that this can be kept on. It's not completely a present, it's something that we worked for, something that we had a yad in, something that we contributed to, so that we are able to retain. And he says, "V'lechein ein tzorich levorach al apsomim b'matzor yontif." And therefore, this is how he finishes off. There is no chiyuv to make psomim on matzah yontif. So he says, because the oyah of yontif, it's Shabbos goes away, so we have to make a psomim vay of the nefesh to sustain them, that we've got this great loss that the Neshama Yisera has gone. Mashen Ken Yom Tov, he seems to be learning there is a Neshama Yisera, and that's something that the Rishonim discussed.
What Neshama Yisera doesn't go away.
Sorry?
What Neshama Yisera doesn't go away from Yom Tov.
He wants to say that, I'm not saying it doesn't go away completely, but if not, something of it remains, and therefore we don't have to make psalmim. Now, that's not. That's different than Tosis, because Tosis and Abba Psochim has a different explanation why we don't have psalmim. But the Mas says that in Ramban, in Sefer, in Perek Chof Aleph, the Ramban says that on Matzah Yontif, we don't have to take psalmim. So he says not only Matzah Yontif to Chalamayah, but even Matzah Yontif the Chayil. He says Ve'ena Mistalekes, because it's a Loshon Ramban. The Neshama Yisera does not go of Yontif, does not go away. Afilah B'Chayil, not only not Chalamayah, but Afilah B'Chayil. So it could be it's a reduced Dalga of the Etzem Yisod. Because the Kedushas Levi Zot states in Ramban that the Neshama Yisrael of Yontov stays with us, and the Kedushas Levi says that's why we have Istuchag in order to be able to continue the Oyer of Yontov. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo Zalman Tzadik Elfen, and Mizol Zoychazan, that the Oyer that we had this the Heilige Yontov and Sikyas and Simchas Torah should remain with us. I wanted to talk a little bit about the first mitzvah. In the Torah, we have to get some Bereishis, the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya. And a little bit, it'll take us into the inyan of Torah La B'Shamayim. The Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis, brings a machloikis, how many children does a person need to have in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Pirya Verivya? B'Shamayim, Shnei Zecharim. B'Shamay says two boys, two males. B'Shillel Aynim, Zocha in the Keva. And B'Shillel says a boy and a girl. So, Pashtus and Azaykim Tais from the Gemara, according to B'Shamay, if he will have a boy and a girl, he won't be Yotze Peri V'Rivi. He has to have two boys. And according to B'Shillel, if he'll have two boys, he won't be Yotze Peri V'Rivya. You need a boy and a girl. Yishalmi, in Yevamos Perek Vav Halacha Vav, the Yishalmi says that Beis Hillel is Maida to Beis Shammai, that if you have two boys, you're Yotze Mitzvah Peri V'Rivya. But Beis Hillel is Mechadish Akula, not only with two boys, but also with a boy and a girl. But if he has two boys, he was Zecha Yaitzah, the mitzvah of Pirya Berivya. That is the Shittas Yishalmi, the Das, the Shilal, and the Mili, the Masechta Yevamos brings as Gedoyra Hadoyras, Poskikain, the Halucha. Now, in Shalos Etshuvas Avnei Neza, in Evan Oezer Siman Aleph, Ois Yud Beis, he brings from Agun of Shila Kitna. The Pshua Kitna had only, that brings down that the Marit had only boys. And he could have taken a second wife because he lived in the area where there was no Chayram for Rabbeinu Gershon. But he didn't do so because he said he was Yotze in the midst of Pirya V'Rivya because, as I state in Yishalmi,
it's not in the hand of.
Yeah, he's doing shtadlis. He does it shtadlis. It's a bezinter. It's a house of Torah mechayev. It's a shia. He's mechayev until then. Once he has two boys like the Shammai or a boy and a girl like the Basil, he becomes putter for the mitzvah. But it's a bezinterish. So now the Abba Neza says that it's a pella. How can the merit be noyik like a Yishalmi, which is connected a Talmud Bavli? We always have a klal that in a Bavli and a Yishalmi, is Bavli and Yishalmi, the halacha is like a Bavli, unless special reasons that it's otherwise. And he says you can't say the Bavli argues on the Yishalmi, and so you can't say the Bavli agrees with the Yishalmi, because the Bavli asks a kasha for Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu only had two sons, Upirish Mina Isha. So he was unable to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Pirya V'Rivya. And the Gemara says, Moshe medate ofet at Elchanama. Moshe did it on his own. Hakadosh Baruch Hu hiskemal Yudai. He was an exception to the rule. But Elchanama that. So you see that the Shami doesn't say Moshe Rabbeinu had two boys and two boys yozecha yaitza. So you see that the Gemara Babli holds it. You're not yaitza the mitzvah unless there's a boy and a girl. Now, the Amdanez himself wants to give a different reason. This is the reason he brings from Yeshua of Shia Kidna. He wants to say a different reason. And he says like this, that in Zaya Kudish, in Pasha Shemois, where the Torah Kedosh says, Shal no'olecho ma'al raglecho. So the Zaya Kudish says that this was a remez to the Inyan that Moshe Rabbeinu will eventually be Pirish Mina Isha. And the Zayah Kudish says that Mechoel asked HaKudish Baruch Hu, but it says in the Torah, Zocha in the Keva Bera'o, that you need a Zocha in the Keva, and Moshe Rabbeinu is only going to have two sons. And the Rabbeinu Shalom answers, Kiyam Moshe Pirya Verivya. The Moshe was Mekayim Pirya Verivya. Why? Because with two sons, you're Mekayim Pirya Pirya Verivya. So Kim tells that in Zayah Kudish states that Bishilil, Shitzbil, the Rabbeinu Shalom says that with two sons, your Yoitza, the Mitzvah Pirya Verivya, Aluchas with Bishilil. So Akachach, Zayah Kudish says that the Rabbeinu Shalom says that Yishalmi is right, and that with two boys is. So he says, it's Agam, that we don't paskin like a Zoya Kenegah the Gemura, about the Shimon ben Yechuyot, for sure saw with Ruch HaKodesh what he writes, that the Rabbeinu Shalom himself paskin la'lucha la'masa, la'lucha la'masa de Kishala, the Rabbeinu Shalom paskin that with two Zechurim, Yom Makai, the Mitzvah, Priya Revi, so Mamele the Merit was Saimach Hamet, la'lucha. Frag the Avnanezer, but we have a Kal, Toyra, Lava Shemaimi. So he says, Toyra Lava Shemaim, says Avnanezer, is only if a Novi comes along and says, I saw Benavius, the Rabbeinu Shalom told me that this is the Halacha. And Halacha, we have a different rule in Halacha, on that is Toyra Lava Shemaim. Oh, but if he sees Baruch HaKodesh, that the Rabbeinu Shalom actually paskened La Halacha Lamasa, the Rabbeinu Shalom Lamasa implemented on this world that Moshe Rabbeinu should be Polish from the Isha. And the Zayah Kodesh obviously going differently than Agamura, that the Gemara says it was Medata, Hiskam HaKodesh Baruch Hu. The Zayah Kodesh holds that the Rabbeinu Shalom actually told him to, in Shalom Alecha, the Rabbeinu Shalom was Meramus to him that this is what he's going to have to do. So he says there, the Klal of Toyra La B'Shamayim doesn't apply. Now, Bemis, in Toyra La B'Shamayim, there are a few shittas, and perhaps we'll talk a little bit about it, and then we might see that we might have another Eitzah on the shadow that we're talking about. The Birki Yosef, in Achanim, the Melamed Beis, Oiz Dalet, the Chidu, he brings that we find in several Mekoymus and Shas that we did Paskin Halucha Lamasa through messages that we received Min HaShemayim. The Gemara says in Masechta Yima, Daf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, that if there was a Shaul, a woman got married, she was married to one person and then she married the second person, and she didn't wait the required period between the two marriages, and we now have a Shaul, whose child was it? So the Gemara says that when they were in the Midbar, they saw from the mom, because the mom was delivered to the doorstep, or to the oil step, based on how many people were in the house, so you could see where the mom of this child was delivered, in order to know who was his father. So Biki Yosef asked, well, how can you rely on that? Toyra La B'Shamayim, and he brings a Tosefos Yom Kippurim, the Asa Kasha and the Gemara says that if Eliyahu Hanavi will say on a certain dag that it's a dag tua, so you can write tefillin al oiroi. And other gemuras in Masechta Pesuchim is a gemura that truma tluya. So the gemara says you should tluya means it's a sofik tua, sofik tome. So the gemara says you can't eat it; it has to be burnt. You don't burn it with truma tameya because maybe a new anuvi will come and will tell us it's tua. You don't burn it because Eliyahu HaNavi's might come and say that it doesn't need Sefer, that it's Tua. So we see from all these cases that we're going to rely on a Gilui, on a Gilui Min HaShemayim. That there could be a chilik between where he's talking, where we're talking about a Metzias, and where we're talking about a halucha. He builds it on a Rashba in Tshuva's Rashba Chelik Aleph Simon Yud, that if a Novi comes and tells us a Metzias, this, for example, the Novi says this dag is a dag, is a dag tour. He's telling us a fact. He's not telling us there's a machloikus in halucha, and I'm being machria like one shit. He's telling you a metzias. When the Bernstein gave the dog to me, there were certain simunim we were unable to recognize on this dag. So he says, he's telling you a metzias. The novice, the mon is telling us whose child it was. That's a metzias dikashayla. It has ramifications, halucha. If he's a child of this person, so then he's also in that person's daughter, in his person's kloibim. If he's a son of the other, he's also in that person's kloibim. So there's nachgeminus lahalucha, but the Novi is not coming to tell you what the vimot kepasnit lahalucha b'shamayim. He's coming to tell you the metzias. And he gets gay the metzias, and nachgeminus lahalucha. On that, you can rely on the Novi, and the Mishnah Melech in Ilchus Ishus Perik Tes Halucha Vov also talks about a Sofik B'Metzias, a Sofik B'Metzias on children that were mixed up, where we could rely on Richa Kodesh in the Via, which is which. So the Chiddah says it's all the same theme, the same Shitta, the same Svura, that where it's a Shala in Metzias, so then we can Paskin the halucha according to the Nevi'is. So now Oibazos comes on, and maybe we have a different pshat in the Marit. Because it could be like this. That's Sicha, that's for sure, the halucha is like Basil. But we have a sofik, what Basil held. Did Basil say two Zacharim? But you also yaitze with a Zacha on the Kaiva. Or did Basil say that you need Dafka to Zachem in a cave, and you're not Yoitza with two Sechura. Now the Rabbi Nishnoi, the Paskins, Psak Halucha for Moshe Rabbeinu, Avada is going with the Halucha that we have, the Kalula Halucha that we have, that Halucha Kedavi Basil. So Memeilu, we see from that Zoya, that Rav Shimon ben Yechui saw Berich HaKadosh, that Basilu, the Shittas Basilu, the Shittas Halucha, is Zucha, the Nekeva, you can also be Yoitza, but who are then in Kalva Chaimah, you can be Yoitza with Shnei Zechura. Now, Jewish Sam Seifer, Rechayim, Tzimereish Ches, he asked the Kasha on the Chazal, says Pshat in the Pusik in the Torah, Pashas Emma, we have the story of the Megadif. And Chazal say, what happened? Why was the Megadif? What incited him? Because his came, or seemed to have come, from Mishpachas Don. So he went, and he was Neteya Aholoi, he took his tent, and he put it up with Shevet Don. Ashdon said that he's not from Shevet Don, because his father was a guy. Because there was the Mitzri was the whole story. Noigis with the Rosh Hashanah Masakas Ve'acha. This Mitzri was born on this woman, and this child was born. So the Sam Saif asks, and he says, "I don't understand. How do they know that this child was born from the Mitzri? We have a klal, Roi Beilus Holchus Acha Habal. She was living. She had a husband with whom she lived, normal relations. This mitzvah came and forced himself in once. So why do we assume that this child was from the mitzvah?" As a bit of some sofer. The some sofer says that in the normal klulam of halucha, we would assume that this child is a child And he says, and so the Chassam Sofer says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw Beruach HaKodesh who his father was. Says the Chassam Sofer, now we understand why he got so furious. Why was he Megadav? Was it terrible? You come to be in a Tehya Sheva Don and you're not part of Don. So they told you go away. Why react in such an abnormal manner? But he held al pi halucha, and probably everybody advised him. Alu tamid chumim, alu lomdim said, Rabbi Bilezarich Achabal, you're safe. Go and be in a Tehya Olam Mishpulim Don. Comes to Bezdin. Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, Rich HaKodesh, your father wasn't from Don. So he said, so you can understand why he reacted in a way, because he felt that Moshe Rabbeinu had chulila done him an avla chulila. Says the Chassam Sofer, but how can Moshe Rabbeinu belong Rich HaKodesh? Now, Be'emes, according to the Mishnah, according to the Chiddah that we saw earlier, Kasha is not Shver, because this was a Metzias. Moshe Rabbeinu was telling you a Metzias. A Metzias is Nishgizot the other day. We don't say the rule of Rabbi Yisach HaBal doesn't apply to Metzias. But the Chassam Sofer says something else. And the Chassam Sofer says that there's a difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and under the Nevi'im. He says, on a Navi, you can say Toyle Lava Shemayim. He said, but Moshe Rabbeinu, Hetz Gebrengt, the ganze Toyle, you brought the whole Toyle with the Shemayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is the medium through which the Torah is given to us. So, Mamela, anything that Moshe Rabbeinu sees, even not Bishas Matan Torah, even after Matan Torah, he sits by it in Torah, and he's being down, is this child from Don or not? He says that's included in the Haruah of Moshe Rabbeinu, becomes part of the Torah, and we don't say the Klal of Torah, Lav Hashemayim. And Be'emes, I found that the Chiddah in Sefer Pnei David in Parshas Yisroi brings a Zoya Kudish that Moshe Rabbeinu, when they came to him to the Torahs, Moshe Rabbeinu was done without Eidim. Piri HaKodesh. Be'emes, you now understand a little bit in Parshas Yisroi. Yisroi comes and gives this Eitzah that Moshe Rabbeinu should appoint others, other Dayanim, and you can't do this yourself. It would seem to be a very simple suggestion, but Beres Yilana, this explains it a bit. Moshe Rabbeinu's Din Torah was Moshe Rabbeinu passed a Din Torah. Everybody had absolute confidence. There was no mistakes. It was Rich HaKodesh. There was no chashash. Maybe the Edom are lying. And once you went down to a lower level, that was missed. So it could be that Moshe Rabbeinu was reluctant to give away the, and Yisra came and advised him, no, about Kapunim, Shteitin Zayikudish and Moshe Rabbeinu passed without Eidim. So, Vusas mit Toilav Bashemayim. Again, it could be in the Metzias, you could fail for that as well. Moshe Rabbeinu was just, he saw what happened. Well, he wasn't Paskin in Alucha. But the Chiddah says that Moshe Rabbeinu is different. Moshe Rabbeinu has a Koyach, it's different. And Mamela with that, he wants to answer also the kasha from the ask from the man, how could the man paskin? He says anything that went through Moshe Rabbeinu, that's already a bit more chiddush. Anything that went through Moshe Rabbeinu in the midbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was a manik. Anything that went through Moshe Rabbeinu is nishkezuk on the klal fin toira lav v'shemayim. So emes oy bazoy, you really could explain the Zoya Kudish with Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to rely on the Shnei Zechurim, because by Moshe Rabbeinu there was no cloud of Torah Lav Bashemayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu, although the Aluchas of Yerushalayim, you know, Nitzuch and the Keva, he was able to rely on the Bnei Yisrael and Paskin Shalom Alecha, told Mechul that you can be Yitzah with two Zechurim. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be Saimach on it. Now, we can now question, could the Merit also be Saimach on that and say, since it came through Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no klal of Torah Rav HaShemayim, or maybe not. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu passed it exclusively. The Rabbi Nishleinim passed it for Moshe Rabbeinu. It's more mistaba that the Rabbi Nishleinim was saying. could Zichra hear such a tzad that since it was this gala through Moshe Rabbeinu that you could have, you could be Yotze Pri Revi, you could two Zichurim, so the Merit, the Merit hat also, hat gesagt, gepasst mit Lalucha. Now in Shema Gedoinim, again this is the Chida, in Merechis HaGedoinim, Ois Yud, Simen Reish Chof Dalet, he brings the Rabbeinu Yankov Achusit made a sefer called Shalos Etshuvas Min HaShemayim. And he was Shoyl, Shalos Min HaShemayim, and he writes the psak that he got in Kirpiyah, the Bes Yosef, Halim Magid, was at the Moichet Gepaskent. And the Chida asks, how is it possible that here there was, you know, Sveika the Dina, how could he pasken based on a message he got from Namala? And he says, the Chida wants to say that like this, that if you get a message from Hashemayim, which is being mechadish a new halacha, or you get a message from Hashemayim that's keneged the klola halacha that we have on this world, so on that we say Torah la'av b'shamayim. But if from Hashemayim there's a hisgalus of a halucha which we were unaware of, but it's not keneged anything that we have paskin laluch lemasa apikalula b'harua, is namutz is kemen unemen the psak. Because that was connected to Klal. Because that's connected the Psak of the Yuchad the Rab Malucha Karabim. It's connected the Psak of the. He says that you can't accept anything which is connected the Psak of Lucha. But even in Baskov, if it's a blank, there's no. We don't have a Hadrocha and Halucha on this. We just have a suffix. What to do? He says there you can pass. I just finished off with the Devachayim. Shuvas Devachayim. Devachayim says that there's it's a famous Devachayim. Most people, when they refer to, or many people, when they refer to Achayim, they call him Achayim HaKodosh. And he brings there in Tshuva Devachayim that somebody asked the Devachayim that the Malamed was, and he refused to call the Achayim HaKodosh because he said the HaKodosh means he had Ruach HaKodosh. And the Gemara says that Ruach HaKodesh is bottled as manazeh. And the Rechaim has a long tshuva there. And the Rechaim says that there's two types of Ruach HaKodesh. He says, there's a Ruach HaKodesh, which we would normally refer to as Ruach HaKodesh, where you're told things and you know things, Ruach HaKodesh. He says, that the Gemara says, is budl. But he says, there's another Ruach HaKodesh, which is Ruach HaKodesh the Chochmah. That a person has a siyata d'shmaya, and when he learns, he's miyagei al ha-toira. He gets the support from the mala, but he's mechavan la mita shel toira. That he gets it right. He doesn't make a mistake, and he builds this on a gemara. There is a ruach hakodesh the chochma. Ruach HaKodesh the Chachma. From Shemayim, they let him know, not B'derech Neviyah, but in Limud HaTorah, he thinks of the right Svaras, he's Mechavan Amit HaShal Torah, and he says, that is why the Achayim HaKodesh was called Kodesh, because he had the Ruach HaKodesh of Chachma. I thought, in Hashanah, in one of the days of Hashanah, we say, Hoshana Mevin Shemuos, Hoshana Nepicha Nishmuah. So we get after maybe with this Achaim Kodesh we can understand it, that we ask the Rabbi Nishleinu, Hashan or Maven Shemuah, I should be Zaycha to understand learning. How Mepicha Nishmuah, I should be Zaycha to the Riach HaKodesh, the Chachma. Rabbi Nishleinu, the help from the Allah Oben, I get in the winter and I get you.